When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, here goes your preview of this week's More Mama's Boy episode. We found out that chemo is kind of like anesthesia. You can say some really, really crazy shit while you're on it. My dad embarrassed my mom so bad at chemo. We need to talk about holiday etiquette this time of year, especially like what are you supposed to do with all the stuff your kids are making at school? Do you have to keep that forever? Do you have to put it out? I had what I'm calling a micro trigger moment with Kiki's passing. Something happened this week where I'm like, wow, I had no idea that was going to bring up so many feelings of her being gone. Plus, we tried to define what does it mean to have a good year versus having a bad year. Remember, this is just a 6-minute clip of a full 48-minute episode of Certified Mama's Boy called More Mama's Boy by becoming a certified fan. It's $6 a month. If you want to make the creams happy for the holidays, you'll just become a certified fan. It'll make him so happy in his heart, and I know you want to. So if you want to unlock this full episode, become a certified fan, $6 a month. It's in the link of this show. Please consider it for the holidays. And now your More Mama's Boy preview clip. What was your favorite moment of 2024?
I haven't been there yet.
Sorry. I'm already working ahead. Clearly, I'm a little ahead of everybody here.
My favorite moment of 2023?
Yes.
Would have to be when Maggie called and said she was having triplets.
Do you mean that?
Yeah, that was big.
That
was huge.
Was it your favorite moment? Because I know at first we were all like, whoa, that's a lot. That's a lot of babies all coming at once.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything that.
What about your son's 40th birthday? We don't think about your son's 40th birthday.
Oh, that son? Yeah. That 40th birthday?
I know.
No. We never think about him.
I don't blame you. No, I would say it's probably, that's definitely a big moment of the year. I mean, I think my Costa Rica trip was my highlight of the year. What's so sad is I had to sit here for a couple minutes. I'm like, what was the highlight of my year? I mean, it was a pretty traumatic year, you know?
Yes, like, it was.
Like, I just keep hoping that one of these years, it's all going to just come together and not be so crazy. I mean, it's been crazy now for a minute.
Yes, it has.
I mean, last year wasn't like super crazy, but it was... I don't think I've had a good year. And listen, you're going to argue. You're going to say it all depends on how you look at things. And that's true.
You know, that's what I'm thinking right now.
No, it's very true. But I would say I've been through more traumatic shit in the last 6 years than I wish it was just spread out a little bit more. Right. Like this year alone, like losing a pet and going through an assault, like that's a lot. Oh, a lot of things to deal with, you know, in 1 year. The divorce years, the drug years, the job loss years, the moving years, the, you know, it's just, it's a lot. Plus, I didn't even get my Lego set. So it's like, this is a real shit year.
To top it off.
No.
So I mean, no word on that, right?
No, I have not. Oh, that's true. We're still going to do an update today. So let's get through this and I'll give you the update. It's hard. I wrote a post about this on Instagram a few weeks ago about like, it's so hard to see through the fog sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sure this year was actually pretty good. I mean, I don't know, it's pretty tough. It was a tough year, man. But it's not like Dramaggie's pregnant. That's great. You know, the trip to Costa Rica. Awesome. Like I loved it. I actually took a couple different trips that I love this year, you know, and my siblings and I made up, but I definitely would not put this as like, you know, one of my better years, but like, is everyone's life also just chaotic?
Yes.
For those of you that had like a really good year, if you can step back and say my year was good, what's the qualifier for that?
More good than bad.
You know, like if 2023 was a good year for you, like
what made it so?
Well, did you not have like anything. I guess it just depends on like what weighs out. Because yeah, exactly. Like I know that someone's sitting here listening, like, oh, you just need to be grateful for that, you know, that you got to see your mom a couple times this year. And like, that's true, right? That's true. Dr. Maggie's pregnant. Like, that's a great thing. Like, that's true. Mm-hmm. But like, when you have other shit happening, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, it takes over. It takes over.
Yeah. So like, mm-hmm. where, like, how would you qualify? Because for those that said it was a good year, did nothing bad happen this year? Or did like minimal bad stuff happen this year? If you compare it to other years, or are we saying this is absolutely 100% the way that you look at it? Hmm. Like, could I classify 2023 as a good year? And like feel right about that. Like if your dog passed away pretty traumatically, I'm not sure, I mean, we knew it was coming, but like it was hard, right? And then you got assaulted and you've been dealing with a concussion. Like, could you say I had a good year?
I think you could say it hasn't been your best year, but I think also, you know, you talk about, or is it the way you look at it? Anytime that I start feeling like, oh, poor pitiful Nancy for any reason, just sit down and write your blessings. Just write them down. Write them down, because when you see them before you and you think about them, you realize that, yes, bad things happen. Bad things are always going to happen, but good things happen too. And more often than not, good things happen more often than bad. And sometimes the bad things actually end up being the catalyst for something good.
Well, we are, man. My life's about to friggin'.
So.
It's about to really, really, really. I'm going to win the lottery and just like retire mm-hmm. and like all this shit I've been through. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. For those that said it was a good year, how'd that work for you? Like, how did you have shit going on and you just decided to focus on the good things and say, okay, like, yes. Or did you have to like weigh it out and you say, well, I had more good things happen than bad things. I'm assuming that every single person listening, I'm assuming that you had bad things happen this year.
Right.
You know, it'd be
if you're
almost,
human.
It'd be improbable that you went no the whole year with nothing bad happening.
No one goes through unscathed. No,
right.
No one.
So then like, what's the tipping point? I'd love to talk about that on the Certified Fans page to wrap up the year. Like if you said I had a good year, like why do you consider this a good year? If you had good and bad things happen, maybe it's because your good things were just really, really good and they outweighed the bad. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're like, no, I only want to like focus on the like the good things mm-hmm. that happened this year. And I don't know. I think we're all going to process that a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, unlock this full episode right now by going to the show notes or going to certifiedmamasboy.com or just texting the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. So many ways you can support Certified Mama's Boy. And if we don't talk to you, have a fantastic holiday. We'll see you in 2024.